We've talked a lot in this book about finding something that you want to do and finding something that's worth getting up for each and every day. What we haven't talked about is the other side of that, and that's figuring out what drives you. Over the past several years, I've figured out about myself that I am driven by the fact that I have a massive chip on my shoulder. I feel like I need to prove myself to a whole lot of people. Why is this? Well, I've talked about people telling me that I can't do something, that I'm not capable because of my chair or because of other things that have gone on in my life. Let me put it to you this way. When somebody tells me I can't do something, I don't want to do anything else but prove them wrong. Okay? For example, all the way through junior high, I had a manual wheelchair that you pushed. I could push myself all over the school and do all those things. When I got into high school, my parents wanted to get me a power chair because they were afraid that I was going to be unable to get across campus the way that I needed to get to my classes, that type of stuff. They were afraid that I wasn't going to be fast enough, that it was going to be too crowded or whatever. And it turns out that that happens to be the biggest mistake that I've ever made in my life. I'm still in a power chair to this day, and I don't know if I could push a manual chair if I wanted to. That's something that I want to do, is get into a manual chair and get into better shape. But I made that concession because that was something that my parents were afraid of, that I wasn't going to be able to get around, that I wasn't going to be able to get where I needed to be. And I've told you guys the story of my mother following me to my first day of college at the community college. And after that, again, folks, I just wanted to prove I could do it. I wanted to prove I could do it like everybody else and that I didn't need to be coddled or followed or whatever. And it's like that with everything. Every single woman that I've ever dealt with that has told me no for one odd reason or another. I once had a woman tell me no, and her reasoning was because her and her friends did things on the spur of the moment, and that when she was with me, she had to plan. She had to know what was going on. They had to know where they were going. They had to know, you know, if I could get in there or whatever. And when I get told no by a woman or anybody else, I like I said, I don't want to do anything but prove that person wrong. I was told when I first got into college that I couldn't do radio. So what did I do? I found a way to do radio. And then when I was done with that, I started podcasting. Now I've been podcasting for the last 10 years. And the only reason I did any of that was because I was trying to prove somebody wrong and prove that I was capable. That's it. That drives me every single day. And I think for most men, you know, you always hear the whole thing of, you know, do what you want to do for yourself. Do it because you want to do it and not for somebody else, whatever it may be, whether it's get a job or, you know, start a business or whatever. I've had a lot of women tell me, you know, whatever you're going to do, do it for yourself. Don't do it for me. But the thing is, if you're a guy, I think most of the time, most of the things that you do because you want to impress a woman. You do, because you want to prove to her that you're capable. I know everything, a lot, not everything, but a lot of what I've done because a woman had her doubts about me as a guy. And that sounds very shallow, but it drives a lot of what I do. I guess what I'm trying to say with this section of the book is, it's great to have something to get up for every day. It's great to get up for breakfast, like we've already talked about, whether it's pancakes or whatever it is. If that's what you enjoy every day, then that's great. But you also need to know what drives you, why you do what you do. I want to be great because nobody expects me to be great. I want to stand up on stage and do stand-up and make people laugh in front of 10,000 people in Carnegie Hall. Because as far as I can tell, a guy in a wheelchair has never done that. So I want to be great because nobody expects me to be great. So my question to you folks is, what exactly drives you? I know what drives me, and sometimes it keeps me awake at night. It's not something that I think about occasionally and then I put aside. Some days I am so driven that I cannot sleep at night. I want to be great. I want to finish this book. I want to go on tour. I want to do that because nobody expects it to get done, you know? Nobody sees what I'm doing on the internet and various other things as a way to make a living. I want to prove to people that I can be successful. I've talked about Dr. Lee Browning and the tools that she gave me in her program to be great. And now I want to prove to her, especially, that I am great. You know, she used to talk about the success stories in our program and the different people that had graduated from there and gone on to great jobs. And I've, from day one, I wanted to make sure that the time and the effort that she put into me, I wanted to make sure and show her that time and effort is not wasted. I am driven to prove to Dr. Browning and everybody else that gave me the tools that I have that I can use those tools and that I can be great. I'm driven to prove to every woman that has ever told me no because of my chair or some other reason that was a really big mistake, because at the end of the day, I'm a rock star, and being driven like that is what keeps me working every day. Without it, I don't know what my life would be like. I mean, I don't really understand the people in the world that have no ambition, that don't have dreams, that. You know, you ask them what they want to do, and they look you straight in the face, and they go, I don't know. And I guess you don't have to know. You don't have to know in detail. You don't really have to know exactly where you're going. But people always say that life is a journey, and I think it helps to have some idea of where that journey is taking you. If life is a journey, it helps to know what the end point is, I guess is what I'm saying.